Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of deliverance. We've talked about the fact that from Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Every single believer is supposed to cast out evil spirits. We know that Jesus came and preached deliverance and brought forth freedom and liberty, destroying the works of the devil. We saw that he went into all the synagogues of Galilee and cast out devils as he was preaching the gospel. We saw who our adversary is, the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. We also pointed out that life is spiritual. God is a spirit. Satan is a spirit. Angels that serve God are spirits. Evil spirits that serve the devil are spirits. You and I are a spirit. And God's word is spiritual law. Life is spiritual. And the way the enemy works against us are through his evil spirits, which are his angels. These evil spirits are personalities. They come in from three general ways. One, inheritance. Two, from our sin. Three, from being victimized in life. Curses have a cause and an enforcement. The cause is sin and or iniquity, and the enforcement are the evil spirits that come in. Now, because of that, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all of us have inherited generational iniquity curses, and many have been victimized in life, man needs deliverance. Now, who is deliverance for? We've talked about this, the fact that it's not for the world because they do not have a covenant with God. Deliverance is the children's bread. Secondly, they could not retain their deliverance. They would be in worse shape because they do not know the Word of God. What do we do for people in the world? First, we get them born again. Then you begin to minister deliverance to them. Who is deliverance for? It is for Christians who are born again. How can Christians have evil spirits in them if they're born again and the presence of God is in us? In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, it indicates that we're made of three parts, spirit and soul and body. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The change has occurred in your spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, He's dwelling in your spirit. The soul and the body has not been changed, and evil spirits are still dwelling in our soul and body until they're cast out. They've come in from inheritance, and they've also come in from our own sins or victimized in life. Many have said that Christians can't have evil spirits in them if the presence of God is in them. We pointed out that this teaching's a lie from the Old Testament temple illustration. We saw that the Old Testament temple is made of three parts, Holy of Holies, Holy Place, and Outer Court. The Old Testament temple is the type of us, the New Testament temple, spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies likened to our spirit, the Holy Place likened to our soul, the Outer Court likened to our physical body. The physical inhabitants carrying on their sinful activities in the temple are likened to spiritual inhabitants, which are the evil spirits that are in us, the spiritual temple. The presence of God in the Old Testament temple did not keep or get rid of the physical evil inhabitants. Someone had to come in and cast them out, and that was Jesus. In like manner, the presence of God in us, in our spirit, does not keep them out or drive out evil spirits that have come into us. No, somebody has to cast them out. Who has authority to cast them out? You and I do through the name of Jesus, and Jesus is actually doing it, for the name of Jesus is like the power of attorney, and He is manifesting His authority as you and I speak forth and cast out the spirits in the name of Jesus. We also gave the practical example of demons being a person in their mind or in their body. If we have a person that has mental illness, they're hearing voices, schizophrenia, paranoia, panic attack, all these things are going on in their mind, and these are spirits which must be cast out. One example of demons being in a person's mind, causing them to have problems, is in Mark chapter 5 with a man from Gadara. He had a legion of demons. And in verse 15, when they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with a devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, they were afraid. He had the evil spirits cast out of him. What was the result? He was in his right mind. All of the mental illness problems are caused by evil spirits that are in the mind that are causing the chemical imbalances. They must be cast out. We have ministered deliverance to those with paranoia, schizophrenia, those who had suicidal tendencies, depression, those that have had panic attacks, hearing voices, and we have seen them set free as we have cast out the evil spirits out of them. The evil spirits are causing all of the mental and emotional problems that are going on within a person. Another example is in the area of the physical area, and we see that people can have evil spirits in their body causing problems. We see Jesus casting out the deaf spirits, the dumb spirits, the blind spirits that were causing the physical problem in the person's life. That shows you that the evil spirits were in them, and people can have deafness, blindness, or dumbness that are born again Christians today. The evil spirits are there, and everything that comes in from inheritance because of the iniquities of the forefathers visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation, these are inherited generational iniquity curses enforced by evil spirits that come in at the time of conception. These are spirits that are in the body, and they must be cast out. We've had 19 people healed of cancer through casting out the spirits and ministering healing to them. We've seen people set free from diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, allergy, asthma, all kinds of physical ailments, migraine, headaches, just on and on. We work with people all the time in casting out evil spirits because I minister deliverance 4 days a week, 2 hours a day. I've been doing it for the last 20 years, helping people get set free. There's many examples of demons in the body in the New Testament where Jesus cast them out in order to bring forth healing and deliverance. In Matthew 4, verse 23 and 24, here's where he went preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and disease. They brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Those that were possessed with devils had physical problems, and he healed them as he cast out the evil spirits. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with word. Literally is what it says, not his. His is not in the original Greek, and it's been added by the translator in the King James Version. It is error. It literally means he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all that were sick. In Matthew 9, verse 32, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. That shows you that the dumbness was caused by an evil spirit. In Matthew 12, 22, they brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Further down in verse 28, Jesus said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. That shows you that as the devils are cast out of a person, the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God comes into manifestation. And we're told in the Bible to seek first the kingdom of God and press into the kingdom as we use the authority delegated unto us by casting out the spirits. Then we will see the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God come into our life experientially. In Luke 8:2, it speaks of certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. They were causing their problem. In Acts chapter 5, we see the apostles were casting out the evil spirits. Here's where, in verse 14, the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of them. In verse 15, they brought the sick into the streets, that the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And in Acts 5:16, there came a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing the sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. The gospel went forth, they got born again, and then the healing of the sick and the casting out of the devils, and they were healed every one. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, Philip went to the city of Samaria, preached Christ to them. The people with one accord gave heed to the things that Philip spake. And what was he speaking? The things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. They got born again and they were baptized. And they were hearing and seeing the miracles which Philip did, for the unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Here Christ was preached to them. They got born again. They got baptized. And they cast the demons out of and ministered healing to the people. These are new believers in Jesus Christ that had deliverance ministered unto them, showing the fact that evil spirits do not leave a person once they're born again. They have to be cast out, as in this case. Now, what about the question of being possessed versus oppressed? People say, are you saying that I am possessed with evil spirits or just oppressed? What they're really saying, are they in me, which is what possessed would mean, or Are they oppressing me, meaning they're on the outside? The truth is that they can be possessing you by being inside in a particular area, causing a bondage in your soul and or body. They also can be working from the outside against you as well. Many teachers have taught messages and coined the phrase demonic influence. They do not address the issue of whether the demons are in or out. They usually sidestep those issues, and they describe the demon's effect as simply demonic influence, which doesn't tell you whether they're in you or outside of you. The real question, are they in or are they out? Well, what did Jesus do? Jesus cast the demons out of the people. If they were out of them, they had to be in before they came out. He never cast them off of them or away from them. He cast them out of them. If we look up the word possessed in the King James Version, we will see that it's translated 15 times in the King James Version, 13 times as possessed with the devil or with devils. In those cases, 11 times, it is a Greek word which means to be demonized or to have demons. 2 times, it is translated from the word echo, which means to have or to hold or to be held by demons. 2 other uses of possessed are not related to devils, and they use a different Greek word. One example of the 11 times where we see possessed with a devil or possessed with a devil's used in the New Testament is in Mark chapter 5, verse 15, where it says, they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with a devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. The phrase possessed with a devil is only one Greek word. You would think you'd find a verb for possessed and a noun for devil, but you don't. You find one Greek word meaning to be demonized. There is no verb for possessed. It was put in by the translator trying to describe what evil spirits do within a person. Now remember that evil spirits are not in the spirit of a Christian, but they are in the soul, affecting the mind, will, or emotions, and or in the physical body. So these evil spirits are possessing an area of control or domination or some effect in the mind, will, or emotions, and or in the physical body, and they have to be cast out. In Acts chapter 8, we see one of the uses where it is the word echo, which means to be held. In Acts chapter 8, verse 7, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. The word possessed is a verb, and it is echo, meaning to be held. This indicates that the evil spirits in a person hold them in captivity or in bondage in a particular area of their life, such as deafness in the ear, or blindness in the eyes, or dumbness, and so they couldn't speak. This verse also shows you that as the demons are holding the person captive, that they are within the person, because it says they came out of many that were possessed with them. That indicates that they were in before they came out. They didn't come off of them or away from them. No, they came out of them, indicating that evil spirits are within the person causing the problem, and they must be cast out in order to be set free. Therefore, in answer to this possessed versus oppressed question, the truth is the demons are in a person. They are not in their spirit, but they're in the soul and the body. They're like trespassers that are in us, which must be cast out. Deliverance is the eviction of the trespassers. And Jesus came to cast out the evil spirits, raised up the 12 to do it, had the 70 go forth and do it, and said all believers are supposed to do it. So every single one of us as a believer in Jesus Christ are to cast out the spirits that are the spiritual root problems of all the soul realm and physical problems that we are dealing with in our life. We'll talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, a 312-page comprehensive book called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.